The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of faithandfriendsradio.com in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Liz Tassone, Christian Spiritual Director, about spiritual gifts and the elderly. This show has been pre-recorded in advance. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based, practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We're going to turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe God has a role in our healing process. So to begin in the news, there are a couple of tips I want to share with you that are related to nutrition, and they come from Prevention Magazine. Did you know that magnesium is a miracle mineral? Well, it turns out that magnesium is even mightier than previously thought. According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, you can cut stroke risk by, get this, 8% with daily servings of magnesium-rich food. I'm really into whole foods, not so much the supplements, so yes, the food, please. Maximize your intake by enjoying lots of avocados, whole grains, beans, and leafy greens. And speaking of beans, here's another tip. You can actually pump up your heart health by replacing daily servings of red meat, not such a good choice, with servings of beans. Not all beans. I'm talking about kidneys, pintos, chickpeas, lentils. They can cut your risk of heart disease by as much as 19%, according to a new Harvard University study. So there you go, magnesium-rich foods, including beans. Happy to bring those tips to you. And now it's time to introduce our guest. Liz Tassone is a very special friend, and she's a very talented lady. Not necessarily in that order. She's a gerontologist. She is the Caring Matters podcast host and volunteer at Caregivers Assistance Network. She's on the teaching team at Sycamore Spirituality Center in Cincinnati. And finally, she's the spiritual director for Tassone Consulting. Welcome, dear Liz, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm thrilled to be here, and congratulations on this program.
Thanks very, very much. I'm excited. Well, tell us, dear, what is a gerontologist and what's a spiritual director?
Okay, well, a gerontologist is someone who has either got a practice or degree in gerontology, and gerontology is the social aspect of aging. So my degree is from Miami University. It's through the sociology field. So even though I've studied some of the physical aspects of aging, it's more about how society treats an older individual.
And I think there's sorely needed professions and, you know, types of individuals like yourself in our society today. Would you not agree?
I do. It's just something that was very natural for me, just an interest that started when I was very young. And then in high school, just through my grandparents and older aunts and so on. But in high school, I began working for an older adult as her companion. Her family hired me, and she was in her late 90s. So it was a natural thing for me once I was exposed to her when I went to college to kind of seek out a field where I could follow that interest in older adults.
Do you suppose God brought your auntie into your life for a reason and for your calling?
there is no doubt in my mind that this was something that was just planned for me. I had no idea. When I went to Miami University, I thought I would be a lawyer. I thought I would begin studying political science. And by sheer God instance rather than coincidence, the building where I was taking my political science classes, and I couldn't stand my political science classes, but in that same building was housed this Scripps Gerontology Center. And so one day, in my frustration of leaving a class that I was frustrated by, I walked by this Scripps Gerontology Center and walked in and said, "What's gerontology?" And they said, "What's the social aspects of aging?" And I thought, "Wow, I've done that. I'm really curious about older adults." And so it did feel like it had was quite providential.
Well, you know, speaking of providential, I have this hunch that there's a special bond between the elderly, let's just say grandparents. I will confess, I'm a grandma. Yes, it's hard to believe for all of those in the studio here looking at me, but I hide it well. I have such a special heart for grandparents, and that bond, that loving bond between grandchildren and their grandpa and grandma. Have you figured out what that's all about yet?
I think it has to do with that once removed thing. The grandparents are about just enjoying those grandchildren, and they're not so much responsible for the child's day-to-day stuff. So I think it's just a wonderful position of just being able to provide unconditional love to this little being in your life. That seems to be what grandparents, and a lot of my friends now are grandparents, what they just love about it is it's not all the responsibility, but a lot of just pure love.
Do you see grandparents as the spiritual head of the home still? And if so, is there a way that we can permeate without navigating or negating the love aspect of our relationship with these little ones? I still feel that's important in our family.
Well, I think with older adults, they've kind of done a long journey, and they've gained a lot of wisdom on their path. And so I think they can provide some, perspective is the best thing that aging gives us. It gives us wonderful perspective as we live. So when a little one or a young one is going through maybe a tough time or something, a grandparent can just offer that perspective, the wisdom of the age that they have, of having either gone through something similar or knowing someone that has. And so they really have a lot of wisdom to share, and they can pass that along. And sometimes, whereas a parent says something, the kid doesn't listen necessarily. They've heard too many shoulds and should not, but they might listen to a grandparent. Mm. It's a great place to be.
God loves us that way, and many times, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you a good listener?
I have become increasingly a good listener, I would say. I always thought I was a good listener until I began my classes in spiritual direction and realized that maybe I wasn't as good a listener as I thought I was. Maybe I was too worried about what I would say next than to get myself involved in what was really being said. So it was a little bit humbling as I began to take classes in spiritual direction to realize that I wasn't as good a listener as I thought I was, but I'm beginning to become a better listener.
There are many ways to listen. One way is the still small voice inside of us. Another is our bodies, our minds. So body, mind, and spirit, messages or signals come. I'm wondering if spirituality is a part of the healing process in a way that gives us a signal. How would you answer that?
I think that God has many ways that he makes himself known. And when we're listening, when we're quiet, and sometimes when we're not so quiet, when we get banged over the head with a message at times, but sometimes in the quiet we really hear a message that feels very divine and very sacred. And so I think quiet has a lot to do with that. And then the healing part comes out of that space, comes out of that quiet space, that that place of integrity, when you feel very much in alignment with God or Spirit.
All right, I'm going to turn a directed question now to more of the body, in body, mind, and spirit, and ask, is it possible that sometimes God gets our attention through our physical ailments? He has us, I kind of liken it to having his hands on our face, just holding us in his viewfinder, gently, lovingly saying, I want your attention for a reason, perhaps unbeknownst to us until that moment or that physical condition happens. So before we go to break, because so many of our elderly are dealing with physical conditions, would you suggest that that's God's way of getting their attention and helping them through the healing process somehow?
Well, I only know from my story. I feel like that I had cancer 10 years ago. I feel like that was a wake-up call for me, a place where I needed to slow down and pay attention. So I can answer that from a very personal place, that it did seem so for me. It was a time to pause, a time to reflect, and a time that was of great change in my life as a result. So I think it was that for me.
And you shine, my friend. You have shone for so many for so long because of the blessings you've been given through that journey. I know it must have been terribly difficult, but you're here today because you're my hero and someone for whom I have the greatest and highest Christian respect, as well as that of a friend.
Thank you.
So thank you for this honor. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and we're talking with Liz Tassone about spirituality, spiritual direction, and the elderly. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be
Your
right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by...
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on faithandfriendsradio.com. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host, and we're talking with Liz Tassone. Well, Liz, there are so many of us baby boomers who are tending to caregiving for loving all of the above, parenting our parents now. And I'm right in the middle of this myself and have a lot of thoughts on how I could have done it much better had I been more experienced. I guess said true for just many other things in life, I'm sure. But I have a heart for these individuals, these precious caregivers now. What are some of the spiritual concerns that you've addressed or you've seen in the elderly as they age and perhaps as their children begin to caregive for them?
Well, I think a lot of the aging process is sometimes there's a lot of loss involved. The physical, our bodies change as we age, and so there's loss around what we can do physically. There is loss affiliated with friends and family. We often have to deal with the death of a spouse as we age, or good friends. And the older we get, the more we have to deal with that. So I think loss sometimes brings us to a place of great questioning. So we sometimes ask the bigger questions as a result of loss. So it can be a really prime place in life to ask for God's guidance during this time. And sometimes as we age, we have more time. If we're retired and we maybe have our mornings can be a little longer with that cup of coffee or whatever, we have time. And our that can extend our prayer time too. So we have time to sit still and sit in the stillness. I think be still and know that I am God. There's more time for stillness as we age. So I think as a caregiver, we need to be just helping, maybe asking that, companioning that older adult through some of the loss and finding meaning in the loss, finding meaning in what they still have great capability for.
I find also for me and our family, it's been just a very rich time to show our love in ways that we were never able to or beyond our wildest imagination could mm-hmm. have prepared for. But our thirst-quenching opportunities to bond with that parent and create memories for eternity.
Wonderful. And I've heard many families say this, that sometimes the illness of a parent where everybody has to kind of come on board and help out, that it can really be a bonding experience for a family. I've also heard some other stories where it's not a bonding experience, where the children feel like one person feels like it's unfair and all of that as well. But I think what everyone would agree with in a family is you have a common goal, and that common goal is to take the best care of mom and dad. So you start there and you say, you know, here's what we want, and we all want to work together towards that, and we all have our own talents and things that we can do to make that happen in the best way possible. Maybe one person is really good with hands-on care and very patient with someone who's moving slowly, and maybe another person is really good on the computer and can pay all the bills and is good with the financial things. So everybody has their talents in a family and just has to figure out how we might work together to make that common goal a reality.
It's like the body of Christ.
Right.
Well, in addition to talents, you have spiritual gifts. We all do. And in 1 Peter 4:10, we learn that each one, as a good manager of God's different gifts, must use for the good of others the special gift she has received from God. And listeners, if you'd like to learn more about your spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:1 has a very nice beginning list. There are others in the Bible, but I would direct you there. Liz, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your spiritual gift, or give me just one of them?
I think it's becoming the listening piece that I was talking about earlier. I think I'm working on becoming a better listener and helping others to learn to listen for the movement of God in their own lives.
May I offer one other?
Certainly.
Just a direct observation.
Yeah.
I think you're a servant. I think you are filled with compassion as well. It's okay to have multiple spiritual gifts. God is gracious in that regard.
Thank you.
So I think it's beautiful to see that played out. Gifts and talents put together create passion in life, and that serves and glorifies our Lord. And you certainly, again, are my hero in that aspect.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about the Council on Aging very quickly and your role in that over the years, what services they might provide for the elderly.
Well, early in my career, I worked for Council on Aging of the Cincinnati area, and I was information and referral coordinator, so I got a lot of, you learn all the different agencies that are working together to serve the older adults in the area. And that Council on Aging was an area agency on aging, and that is a network throughout our country that serves older adults. So wherever you live, you can find out what is the area's area agency on aging. And maybe you're in Houston and your parents in Milwaukee, but you can then find out who would serve your parent in Milwaukee. So to find that out, you just would look up eldercare.gov, and that would, you type in the zip code, and you would find where to find services for an aging parent or relative or friend.
Great to know that there are those individuals out there to help us and navigate the system, because it's a big system to navigate.
It is a big system. It really is.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your work?
Well, I don't know. I guess you could Google search me. I do a program on a podcast for Catholic Charities in Cincinnati for caregivers. We do we change it up about weekly. So I interview a bunch of different services or people around the caregiving issue. So you can always check with that. That would probably, if you Googled Liz Tassone, there would be some kind of link to the podcast. And if you have, it's a 10-minute podcast, so people usually have about 10 minutes and they can look up about services or whatever for older adults and caregiving.
What are some of the topics that you've covered, just off the top?
Well, my most recent interview was with a friend of mine, actually, who is taking care of her. She's the oldest of 8 children, and her father died many years ago, but her mother recently had a stroke. And so this family with the 8 children, the mother has moved back into her home, and the 8 children are rotating and doing 24-hour shifts to take care of mom so she can still live at home. And my friend Kathy is, is a geriatric nurse. So it was really interesting for her, because she has taken care of older adults her whole career, and yet taking care of her mother was another issue altogether, and had that very emotional component of something that she could do quite well for another. But when her, you know, she had that tender place and caring for her mom and seeing the difference between where her mom was and where she is now. And so it was quite a good interview. And Kathy's family should be applauded for what they've done for her, for their mother. It's really a unique situation. But again, it's testimony to people working together for a common goal.
I love that story. And yet there are so many families who maybe have one child or two siblings only that have to care for mom or dad. And that really strikes a chord with me, because I've learned about something called compassion fatigue. And that is very natural, very normal, nothing to feel guilty about, but requires us to perhaps take a step back and take a time out, a respite, if you will, an I Love Me Day, and just decompress and fill our vessel back up so that we have enough energy to give back when the time comes. And that's fine. It's actually a very healthy thing to do. So caregivers out in our listenership, please remember, it's all right to say that there are boundaries around your caregiving. And from time to time, perhaps even something healthy as taking the weekend off, or trying to find neighbors, friends, others who may step in and pitch in your absence. You would be amazed at how many people want to help, only have to be asked. And sometimes the hardest first step is to just ask. So I've figured that one out, and I'm encouraging you as well to do the same.
I just have to agree with that, Kathy. I think one of the biggest signs of strength is when we can ask for help. So I applaud that in you, and to remind our caregivers of asking for help as well.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure you've got many take-home messages for us tonight, but in your wisdom, what's one of the biggest ones you'd like to leave us with?
Well, because I have such a passion for older adults and have kind of now worked in my practice of spiritual direction with older adults, but one of the things I just always want to remind people is that in the Bible, God promises that he will take care of us till well into our old age. I have many Bible verses about that. In fact, I'll just read one. This is from Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. So I think God has promised that our entire lives until our final breath, that he will be with us. And so I just want to remind our listeners that, you know, you've got help until the very last breath.
I'm just going to ask about that gray hair part. Is that okay if you dye your hair, but it's still gray naturally? Because he knows that.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I just needed to check on that. Here's another bit of information that might be interesting to our listeners that I'm going to share. And it's about a study looking at the connection between spiritual beliefs in healing. No surprise here, results from several studies indicate that people with strong spiritual beliefs heal faster from surgery, are less anxious and depressed, that sounds good, have lower blood pressure, and cope better with chronic illnesses such as arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and even spinal cord injury. So imagine what a message of hope that is to begin the journey step by step with our loved ones, our elderly, those in our families, and our friends, connecting them with God and having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great first step, wouldn't you agree?
Amen.
Well, although I could talk to you for hours, and we probably will off air, it's just about time for us to wrap up our show. And I'm going to do that with the quote of the week. And this week it's about giving. And this is from Henri Nouwen. It's N-O-U-W-E-N, Nouwen. And I quote, "When we honestly ask ourselves which people in our lives mean the most to us, we often find that it is those who, instead of giving advice, solutions, or cures, have chosen rather to share our pain and to touch our wounds with a warm and tender hand." Liz, thank you so much for being with us on faithandfriendsradio.com.
Thank you.
This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a library of health-related articles I've written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Dr. Bob Letcher, a family medicine physician, talk about acupuncture and spirituality on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.